Hi, I'm Samantha, a past guest on CJAM's Handy Link. You're listening to Handy Link on CJAM 99.1 FM, reaching high ground in Windsor, Detroit.
Welcome to Handy Link, sponsored by the Italian-Canadian Handy Capable Association, an organization that provides recreational and athletic opportunities for individuals with disabilities in Windsor, Essex. I'm your host, Cam Wells. In this next segment of our show, I'll be chatting with Rick Ennitz from Inside Out Theater. Tell me a little bit about Inside Out.
So we are a disability theater company. So we do a few different things. We have theater classes for adults with disabilities. We have community programs. And then what I'm most involved with is our Good Host program. So the Good Host program has three different parts. We do ASL interpreted shows, as well as audio description and touch tours, and then relaxed performances.
So, what types of disabilities do you most commonly see in your work?
I think it depends on what programs we're running. Like, we have a program that specifically works with folks with Alzheimer's and dementia. With the relaxed performances, it often is targeted at autistic folks. However, I do stress that, like, we are trying to open it up to, you know, kind of anyone that would benefit from it. So it's definitely a mix of different people.
So, can you tell me a little bit about what makes a relaxed performance?
Yeah, so a relaxed performance has two parts. One is kind of technically editing the show just a little bit, so there's not as many flashing lights or loud sounds. And then the other part is about sort of the attitude around the show. So instead of this idea that you have to go and sit quietly and not make any sound, you're allowed to move around if you have to. If you need to leave and come back, you can do that. It's just really relaxing, the idea of theater.
So what sort of response do you get from the community in regards to things like this?
It's been very positive. I've had family members who have been able to attend shows with the whole family for the first time. I recently was at a relaxed performance with people who might not go to a relaxed performance normally, and they were so impressed at what the environment was like. They want to go to all of their shows as a relaxed performance. A lot of people are really excited about the idea. It's just a lot of excitement and good feedback from the community.
So, what types of performances do you typically offer?
So we work with a lot of different theater companies in Calgary. We've been very fortunate. We have Even partnered with the Philharmonic Orchestra. We did a relaxed orchestra. We've partnered with a big Christmas production doing the Christmas Carol for the past 3 years. We will really partner with anyone that wants to. So the diversity that we've been able to do is pretty significant. And I think that's really appreciated by the community. There's a lot of different shows that we do. It's not just, like, we're not just doing children's shows or just doing adult shows. There's sort of something for everyone.
So whatever a person might come in with as a theater company, you can modify it to be something accessible then.
Yeah, and we work with, so because people work through us rather than working through each individual theater company, what's nice about that is that, you know, as a disabled person, I don't have to go to theater company A and theater company B and theater company C. I can just go to one place to get all my information. So it allows us to develop relationships with people and to see what works best for people and to sort of start creating the experiences that would work best.
So in your time with Inside Out, what's been the greatest success moment you've witnessed?
There's been a lot. I just think every time I'm at a relaxed performance, especially when we did the relaxed orchestra, and I was sitting in the balcony, and there was just a young child, you know, with the biggest smile on their face, running back and forth on the balcony because that was how they enjoyed the music. And in a regular setting, especially in an orchestra, you know, they would have probably been kicked out for that. And to see that encouraged and to engage with some of the performers after who were, they just really enjoyed the show, and just to see sort of that intense happiness that came from everyone. So that was incredible. And it ties with when we offered the Relaxed Santa, which was a time for, instead of taking the regular Santa experience, which can be traumatizing for many children, you get an appointment time, essentially. So they have 10 minutes to approach Santa as they feel comfortable. We have just a very relaxed environment with a chill room available. And it was incredible to just see kids that might not, you know, they might not have a lot of family photographs. They might not do a lot of these things normally. And because we created an environment that was safe and comfortable for them, they were really enjoying themselves. And that was just pretty amazing.
I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to do this, but if you can stay on the line for a sec, that'd be great. This next segment of our show, I'll be chatting with Anne Hood, who will be telling us a little bit about Chiari syndrome. So, it's been a while since you've been on. What's happened in terms of Chiari syndrome since then?
I think probably the biggest thing was that Facebook groups have kind of exploded for support, which is both really good and bad. The groups that were, let's say, in mid-90s, there were a couple main groups that had moderators. And so the questions and the comments that came on there somebody looked at them before they got posted. And now in the Facebook groups, kind of just anybody can go in and say whatever they want. And it isn't necessarily always the best advice. So I would just caution people that they know who they're talking to, and, you know, if people are telling you what you have to do, I would be cautious about that.
So, for those who might have missed our prior interview, can you tell me a little bit about how the condition affects a person?
Sure. First of all, Carrie, is the cerebellar tonsils in the back of your brain are long and going into the spinal column. And the length and the thickness and the location of where that puts pressure on your brain can vary significantly. And so it's a little different for everybody.
Do you know offhand about how many people are affected by it?
We don't really know, just because there are so many people out there that have not been diagnosed with Carey. But it's millions of people. It was thought to be a rare condition, but now it's becoming more prevalent because of MRIs and more people knowing earlier and getting diagnosed earlier. So that's a good thing.
So are there any treatments for it that you're aware of?
Most of the time, the treatment is decompression surgery, or they open up the back of the skull, take some bone away from the skull, and make room for those tonsils. And many times now they're cauterizing and shortening the tonsils. So the surgery is not a cure necessarily, but it does, in approximately 80% of people, relieve a lot of their symptoms, particularly if they have a more serious case.
So, what are some of the challenges in your organization in terms of responding to questions and concerns about the condition?
The group that is WACMA, World Arnold Carey Malformation Association, moved to Yahoo Groups, and it, in the earlier days, it had many thousands of questions. Now, however, since there are more Facebook groups, and Sandy Justin is the one that runs the Yahoo group, and it's on ACM Chiari, and then it, you'll see the World Arnold Chiari Malformation site. You can see that the number of questions to that site has diminished from thousands to sometimes we don't even get any questions in a week now. And Sandy and I are semi-retiring. We've been doing this since 1996. And Sandy took over the Association Yahoo group, and I took over the pillow business, which is a Chiari pillow made especially for surgery one and for an everyday one.
So can you tell me a little bit about the benefits of this pillow? What's it designed to do?
The pillow is special because it has a cover that zips open, so that you can add or take out fill from the pillow. And it's a very, very soft foam that's inside, comparable to almost any other pillows they have. The second pillow is a surgery pillow, which is modified. It has a C cutout like a travel-style pillow, but the center, the top of the C essentially, has been sewn down. So when you put the back of your head on it after surgery, the pressure comes on the sides of the ears, not right on the incision part. and this pillow also has two zippers on it, one on each side, so you can add or take out fill from that. And that's what makes it really good. It's gotten probably a 99% approval rate in the carry community, and some it really, really helps. So it's been very rewarding to be continuing that business that my brother started, Chip Bureau, and a lot of people appreciate it, so it's great.
So this would have the benefit of relieving some of the pressure that would be associated after the surgery.
Definitely the surgery pillow is helpful. And the everyday pillow, the biggest difference that I'd say, first of all, it's adjustable, so you can make it how you want. But the softness of the foam, most pillow places are using something maybe like a memory foam or something, which is, generally speaking, too hard for people with Chiari.
Like to thank you for taking the time out to do this, but if you can stay on the line for a sec, that'd be great.
Sure.
HandyLink will be right back after these commercial messages, so stay tuned.
Since the Green Bean Cafe first opened its doors in 2008, they have been hosting a free holiday dinner for the surrounding community. Every Christmas Day, they prepare a free traditional holiday meal with all the trimmings, turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, squash pies, and much more. Whether you're staying around campus for the holidays, looking for a different way to celebrate with your family, or even if you don't celebrate Christmas at all, we're more than happy to have you come join us and enjoy a free meal. The Green Bean Free Community Holiday Dinner, December 25th, 2019, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Green Bean Cafe, 2320 Wyandotte Street West in Windsor. Head to greenbeancoffee.ca for more information.
Welcome back to HandyLink, sponsored by the Italian-Canadian Handy Capable Association, an organization that provides recreational and athletic opportunities for individuals with disabilities in Windsor, Essex. I'm your host, Cam Wells. Earlier in our show, we heard a little bit about Arnold Chiari syndrome from Ann Hood, and a little bit about the Inside Out Theater from Rick Ennitz. This next segment of our show, we'll hear from Karen Natho, who'll be telling us a little bit about the Brock Niagara Penguins. So tell me a little bit about the Penguins.
Okay, so the Brock Niagara Penguins started about 14 years ago. I had moved to the Niagara region. My background is very much in Paralympic sport and empowering people with disabilities to be active in a recreational or a sporting capacity. And when I moved to Niagara, I was made aware quite quickly that there was limited opportunities for youth and young adults with physical disabilities to be engaged in sport. And I was brought up in a sporting family, and I truly believe that sport is a real empowerment tool to just shape who you are and give you that social network and give you a sense of accomplishment. And so I believe everybody deserves the opportunity to be on a team or play a sport or set some personal physical goals if that's their interest. At that point, I approached Brock University to see if they were interested in helping me create a team, and they were very welcoming to that suggestion. And we have a great relationship with Brock, and so we started with a swim team, and the swim team happens at Brock, and it's twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And as interest grew and more athletes came forward, we sort of evolved into a multi-sport club. And so currently we run 9 different sports every day of the week except for Fridays and Sundays. And some days of the week we have multiple sports going on. And essentially, if there are a group of athletes that are interested in the sport, we will work really hard on creating that sporting opportunity for them.
So,
go ahead.
I was just wondering, how has the program been in terms of community response? How does the community feel about it?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So the Brocknagger Penguins are predominantly volunteer-driven. We have a leadership team, which is volunteer. We have a coaching team that's all volunteer, and we have about to make our programs run smoothly, we require about 25 volunteers within our program. So we are very grassroots, minimal budget, and relying on our community partners to step up and help us. And so we have some great partnerships, and I wouldn't say financial partnerships, but sort of VIK or value in kind funding. So one of the examples would be Brock University supports us by giving us gym space for our wheelchair basketball team and pool space for our for our swim program and our swim team. The Niagara Children's Center, which is our pediatric rehab center, they give us gym space for our Paralympic boccia team, both our recreational and competitive program. And we've just recently partnered with the City of St. Catharines because we needed more facility to grow more programs. And so the City of St. Catharines helps with the registration of our indoor hand cycling, our wheelchair racing, and our sitting volleyball programs. And then we have lots of other community partners. So some of the examples would be we have our local wheelchair supply company that does all of our maintenance on our sporting chairs. We have a local bike shop that does all of our maintenance on our hand cycles. And then there is a facility called Heartland Forest, which is an outdoor sort of recreational facility in Niagara Falls, which actually gives us their whole facility to use for our one-week parasport camp. So I have to say that we are very fortunate because they recognize that we really have no money, and we're not asking, and they don't ask us for money. They really do recognize this as the one and only unique opportunity in Niagara to empower people with disabilities to be active, and they help sort of make that possible. So there's not financial, you know, we don't have gym fees or we don't have registration fees, et cetera, on our end, from a club end, to our partners to use their space in that registration system.
So in your time with the Brock Niagara Penguins, what's been the greatest success story you've seen?
Well, our club is really unique because we have 5 or 6 year olds that come into our swim program who it takes a lot of work to convince the parents that their little guy or little girl with a physical disability is ready to join a club. You can appreciate from a parent's perspective when they have a child with a disability, their real concerns are, you know, what equipment do they need? Can they walk? Can they talk? Giving them all sort of those therapeutic benefits. But once the therapy needs are put in place, they then get into school and they want to be like their friends. And so some of the greatest things are seeing the parents realize how beneficial being on a team with their respective peers, you know, having sort of a team jersey to say, yes, I'm also in a program like every other kid in my class. But then on the flip side, we also have an athlete that's going to be going to the 2020 Tokyo Paralympics in sitting volleyball. We also have two Paralympic bocce players that just came back from the Nationals in Victoria, BC. So, but the neat thing is that all of our athletes, like, we don't distinguish between those that are just doing it for recreation and those that are very competitive at a national level. And everybody helps each other. Our older athletes mentor our younger athletes. And I think that's one of the really unique things about our club, is that there is that sense of community and that sense of team, no matter where you are in the spectrum of your life versus your age, like, or where you are on the spectrum of sort of competitiveness, whether you're just recreational or really going to represent Canada on the international forum. So I've seen a lot of really great success stories on both spectrums of the athlete development model.
So if you could send any message to the community about why this work matters, what would you say?
Well, it's a very timely question, Cameron, because we're in a little bit of a situation here where we're too big. Like, Penguins has grown too big. We were told a couple of months ago that based on the number of sports that we offer And based on the number of athletes that are competing in our club, we're actually the largest club in Ontario, and we're the fourth largest in Canada. But it all happens on a volunteer basis. And we need to expand, and we need to offer more programs, because there are athletes that want other things like wheelchair tennis and wheelchair rugby and para lacrosse, but we don't have the capacity. And so I think community partners need to understand that this is really important, because these are valuable life skills that they're gaining from our club that are then they're taking them out into the community to be better citizens and better employers and better, you know, people of the community. We need some financial help now. We need some financial backing for that we can start to really give opportunities to our volunteers and appreciate our coaches and send our coaches to clinics. Hire some part-time staff to really spend time on this, for that we can, you know, recruit more athletes and engage more people with disabilities to get active. We just don't have that capacity right now. The club is very much done. I call it like a kitchen table club. So everything is done on a volunteer basis at my or many others' kitchen tables. So we need the community to recognize that this is a big piece that they should be very, very proud of. And I keep telling Niagara, people that live in Niagara, like, you should be really proud of the Penguins, because nobody else in Ontario has a club like this. And we need to, start, you know, putting the dollars where our preaching is, if you want to say, because we need community partners to now fund us so that we can expand even more, to give more opportunities to others.
I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to do this, but if you can stay on the line for a sec, that'd be great.
No problem.
My friends, in thinking about the interviews from today, I find that what Rick said about the Inside Out Theater catering shows people of all abilities and all sensory experiences, it's just remarkable. And honestly, it goes above and beyond what most of us would expect in society today. The fact of the matter is, a lot of times we get it in our heads, we do a thing to be compliant, we do a thing because we're mandated to do so. But for some organizations, really have the heart for it, really want to go that extra mile, they always find room and find a new way of looking at things. What was once deemed impossible can be changed so easily just by someone setting a precedent, saying, we did this, it works, now we have an open door to make experiences better for individuals with disabilities. Truth is, we don't have the right as a people to shortchange anyone from enjoying time of theater, holiday celebrations, engaging in sport, what have you. Fact is, there are ways to do all these things. It's just a matter of creative thinking. Now, I've said a million times that disability is simply a matter of looking at things in a new way, but perhaps disability support is as well. Just looking at things from different angles, looking at, we can't make that adaptation, but maybe we can make this one. Find something might not be 100% accessible, which nothing is, but at least to make it as close as possible. Just because a goal seems impossible doesn't mean we should stop aiming for it. It's all the more reason, because if we take the right steps, the right actions, provide the right hope to those in society who might not necessarily have as much, we can, together, create opportunities. Many, many things have just been derived from somebody asking the question, you say it's impossible, but is that actually the case? This has been HandyLink. I'm your host, Cam Wells, reminding you, we're all equal. So get on out there and have yourselves a good one. Something tells me you've earned it, folks. We'll see you next week.